Q&A tonight with Josh Fox. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. WesternCallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features music that deals with the idea of darkness and light. We'll be hearing the music of singer-songwriters Leonard Cohen, David Crosby, Joni Mitchell, and Paul Simon.
Nay, 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 nay.
Leonard Cohen. That's the title track to the album called You Want It Darker. Today's program, the political discussion going on in our country today is all-consuming. And one of the my personal responses to it is to try to mull over two opposite ideas, darkness and light. So music is often a wonderful way to express things deeper than words. You put the words and the music together, and it communicates so much more. And today's program deals with some of the most talented singer-songwriters alive today. Unfortunately, Leonard Cohen recorded his last album called You Want It Darker and released it in October of 2016. Leonard Cohen was 82 years old when he was recording this album. It's his 14th album, a lifetime of work. And he recorded it at his home in his living room in Los Angeles with the assistance of his son, Adam Cohen, who also produced the album. And it's a brilliant work. Apparently, Leonard was working and getting a great a sense of satisfaction at being able to work all the way through his life. The album was released in October, and Leonard Cohen died on November the 7th, about a month after this recording was released. And his poetry is so deep. His metaphors are so simple and yet so striking. So on the idea of today's program, Darkness and Light, it seemed like the perfect place to start with an album entitled You Want It Darker. But, you know, it's incredible to have serious music being written and performed at a time when we need to have that type of artistic expression. So we're going to hear two more songs from Leonard Cohen's final album. First, we'll start with a song called Treaty, and then we'll hear a song called Traveling Light, Leonard Cohen.
I've seen you change the water and the wine. I see you change it back to water too. I sit at your table every night. I try, but I just don't get high with you. I wish there was a treaty we could sign. I do not care who takes this bloody hill. I'm angry and I'm tired all the time. I wish there was a treaty. I wish there was a treaty between your love and mine. Oh, they're dancing in the street, it's Jubilee. We sold ourselves for love, but now we're free. I'm so sorry for that ghost I made you be. Only one of us was real, and that was me. I haven't said a word since you've been gone that any liar couldn't say as well. I just can't believe the static coming on. You were my ground, my safe and sound. You were my Ariel. All the fields are crying out, it's Jubilee. We sold ourselves for love, but now we're free. I'm so sorry for that ghost I made you be. Only one of us was real, and that was me. I heard the snake was baffled by his sin. He shed his scales to find the snake within. But born again is born without a skin. The poison enters into everything. And I wish there was a treaty we could sign. I do not care who takes this bloody hill. I'm angry and I'm tired all the time. I wish there was a treaty. I wish there was a treaty between your love and mine.
Few
traveling light like we used to do. But if the road leads back to you, must I forget the things I knew when I was friends with one or two? Traveling light like we used to do. I'm traveling light.
Leonard Cohen, from his You Want It Darker album, released in October of 2016. So Leonard Cohen is a Canadian, and there's another Canadian, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Joni Mitchell. And what an incredible lyric gift both of these songwriters have. The poetry stands on its own, but when you can take an incredible poem and set it in music that further emphasizes the meaning of the subtext, you come up with a masterwork like Joni Mitchell's Hissing of Summer Lawns, released in 1975. And if the theme today is darkness and light, she's written a song that kind of defines that idea. Shadows and light. You know, Joni always sees herself as a painter. She's an oil painter. And so she does a beautiful kind of an impressionistic type of painting. And so she writes about it in the song. Every picture has its shadows. It has some source of light, blindness in sight. And she draws the metaphor out between things that might be opposite. Blindness and sight, shadows and light, you know, wrong and right. So we'll hear that from Joni Mitchell, and then we'll hear the title track to The Hissing of Summer Lawns. And then we're going to go right on to another song. We're going to move from Joni's 1975 album. We're going to hear a Paul Simon song released in 2011 on the album called So Beautiful or So What. Paul Simon weighs in on the idea of darkness and light with his song, Love is Eternal Sacred Light, Free from the Shackles of Time. Evil is darkness, sight without sight, a demon that feeds on the mind. So these are serious songs for serious times. Let's start with Joni Mitchell's Shadows and Light. James Taylor is playing the guitar on this track, just as a sideline. Here we go.
Every picture has its shadows, and it has some source of light. Blindness, blindness and sight. The perils of benefactors, the blessings of parasites. Blindness, blindness and sight. Threatened by all things, devil of cruelty, drawn to all things, devil of delight. Governing blindness, blindness and sight. suntans in reservation dining rooms, pale miners in their lantern rays. Night, night and day. Hostage smiles on presidents, freedom scribbled in the subway. It's like night, night and day. Threatened by all things, caught of cruelty. Governing day, day and night. Critics of all expression, judges in black and white, saying it's wrong, saying it's right. Compelled by prescribed standards or some ideals we fight for wrong, wrong and right. Threatened by all things, men of cruelty. kissing summer long. He gave her his darkness to regret and good reason to quit him. He gave her a room full of Chippendale that nobody sits in. Still she stays with the love of some kind. It's the lady's choice, the kissing of summer long.
Paul Simon, Love is Eternal and Sacred Light. That's from his album So Beautiful, or So What, released in 2011. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. I want to take out a minute. There's a very interesting event going on, and it's about to start this afternoon, so I wanted to make an announcement for the people here in our listening area. There is going to be a screening of a new film by Josh Fox with a Q&A. This is going to be at the Hurleyville Art Center Cinema, 216 Main Street in Hurleyville, New York. And the title of the film is How to Let Go and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change. It starts at 4 and it goes to 8 p.m. and that's today. You can get more information at 845-707-8047. All right, let's get back to music here on Now and Then. So the idea of darkness and light. The very same month that Leonard Cohen was releasing his final album in October of 2016, David Crosby also released a new recording in October of 2016, and David Crosby's new work is called Lighthouse. I love the symbol of that. So we're going to be listening to some beautiful music from David. There's two songs. And because of the idea of the opposites of the darkness and the light, I thought it would be really nice to pair these two songs. The first one is called Drive Out to the Desert, and the music and lyrics are both by David Crosby. He's singing and playing acoustic guitar, and another man named Michael League is also playing acoustic guitar and singing. Now, Michael League is from a Snarky Puppy. They're kind of a crossover jazz band, and he's collaborating with David Crosby on this most recent recording. So the idea of darkness and light and the desert, the middle of nowhere, in contrast to a song called The City. So drive out to the desert, you know. So here's a little bit of the lyrics. Drive out to the desert, sail out on the sea, far away from cities, where the light hides the sky. Stars fear to fly, and your eyes are finally free. So you find a darkness when you drive out into the desert. You look up at the sky, and you see the stars. And then there's this another song that he's written. Now, he didn't write the music on the song called The City. Michael League wrote the music, and the lyrics are by David Crosby. It's called The City, and even though it sounds like it's a song about a woman, David has said that it's actually a song about New York City. What if New York City was a woman? What would she be like? Like a wind, like a flame. She plays by the rules of her own game. So we'll hear these two songs back to back. And if the desert is dark, with the stars shining in the sky above, the city is lit up all night with the lights. Leave a light on all night long. David Crosby, Lighthouse.
Out to the desert, sail out on the sea, away from the city, where the light hides the sky and the stars fear to fly, and your eyes can finally see. Find a space that's quiet and lie down on your back. Ground and center. troubles have fled, and they cease their attack. And if you start to feel very small, that's a very good sign. It means that your perception, your radio's reception, is working fine. And see, look up there with me, this great magic ocean. Stars like sand thrown by someone's hand in one timeless motion. That's a very good sign. It means that your perception, your radio's reception, is working fine. Just fine. I first saw her as a child on a movie screen. I felt my heart jump out of my chest. She was damaged and lean, with a character, put your fortitude to the test. Beauty by day, danger by night, ain't it a bitch to see? But the only city I could ever really love takes the time to step on people like me. Somebody fooled me into thinking she don't mean to be mean. And fact, though impractical, seems to be that she somehow got a hold on me.
Like a wind, like a flame, she plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, you can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in. She plays by the rules of her own game. She can't lose, you can't win. All you can do is your best to stay in.
That song is called The City, and it's from David Crosby's recent album from October 2016 called Lighthouse. So David Crosby wrote the lyrics, and a man named Michael League wrote the music. So what does that mean? Well, it means that on the track that you just heard, that Michael League is playing the acoustic guitar, the baritone acoustic guitar. Michael League is playing the 12-string electric guitar. He's also playing the electric guitar, electric bass. He's singing vocals. So that's what it means when it says the music by Michael League and lyrics by David Crosby. So we'll hear one more song, one more track from this same album called Lighthouse on the theme of today's program, Darkness and Light. The next song we'll hear is called By the Light of Common Day. And the lyrics are by David Crosby, but the music is by Becca Stevens, and she's also singing vocals on this. By the light of common day, things look different than they did in the starlit dark. You have to go faithfully each day and open up your head some way, somehow. And what will come in answer, some strong and gentle dancer, will carry a song through your door. Some great lifting force of light will come to balance fearful night, raise its voice, and then raise yours by the light of common day.
By the light of common day, things look different than they did in the starlit dark. The dark was warm and clouded. It was easy to deceive yourself and those around you craziness and pain, the spreading of the stain is exactly where you gain the spark to make it. As if being happy isn't quite enough, somehow I needed to make it rough, rough enough to break it.
Thank you.
from the sun above. So inside my little room, there plunged the rays of love in streams of light, a clearly sung. The dust you seldom see, out of which the nameless makes a name for one like me. I'll try to say a little more.
Leonard Cohen We started the program with Leonard Cohen, so I thought it was a wonderful, fitting way to bookend the show with songs and music from Leonard Cohen. That song was from 10 new songs released in 2001. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, featuring the music of Leonard Cohen, David Crosby, Paul Simon, and Joni Mitchell. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydropowered. We are member-supported. We're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. There's a really interesting event going on this afternoon. In fact, it just started. There's a screening of a new film and a Q&A following the screening, the newest film from Josh Fox. That's at the Hurleyville Arts Center Cinema, 216 Main Street in Hurleyville, New York. That's from 4 to 8 p.m. today. The film is called How to Let Go and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change. That's Josh Fox's newest film. You can get more information at 845-707-8047. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. We'll have a few NPR headlines at the top of the hour, and then an hour with Janice Adams. Stay tuned. Support comes